Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the very first, the inaugural edition of the Macau International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actress Guelun May, who is here for a few reasons, for two in particular. One of them is that she is the actress in focus. There's a spotlight in her honour here at the festival, and there's a number of her films showing, films in which she starred throughout her illustrious career. And she's also presenting the film in which she stars, the latest film in which she stars, Forêt du Bessy. Thank you very much for joining us. And my first question to you is, this type of spotlight, this type of retrospective on your career, does it offer you a good chance to maybe look back in your career and think about how far you've come so far and reflect upon your career so far?
It's my great pleasure, actually. It's my great honor to be an actress in focus. And they choose three of the characters quite totally different. And I'm very happy they choose those of them. And yes, I can see back what I did before. And one of the film is with the big pop singer star Jay Chou, and at that time I was just graduated from the university, and I'm still a student actually, and I act like a student. And the second one is from Xu Ke, director Xu Ke, and that was a
martial arts
film, and I was act like a woman who has a lot of tattoo and with a very dark skin like that, and I speak some language which is not exist.
Wow.
Yeah, and the third one is the Forêt du Bessy.
Yeah.
And that one is quite different.
Which I saw this morning and I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little later on. But first, is it ever difficult for you to look at your previous performances, and do you ever look at your performances and go, I could have done something different? Is it ever difficult for you to watch yourself in the past?
Always difficult for me to watch myself in the movie. I cannot see them when I'm at home. I cannot see the DVDs or some movie channels when there's my movies on it.
Oh.
It's quite difficult because it's like me, but it's not really me. So it's hard for me to watch.
Also, I guess once you work on a film and you're finished, you have to jump onto the next movie, and your characters are always quite different from one another, as we were saying. So you almost need to take a break from your character. It's like ending a life in your real life.
Yes, that's true. I always need a long break, and I'll go for traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go traveling, go to somewhere I don't know, so I can transfer my focus to somewhere else, to someone else, so I can leave my emotions there. Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, another thing that I wanted to ask you before we move on to your latest film is, is there any kind of character that you like to play, that you particularly, or what are the stories that get to you? What are the moments when you realize this is a project that I would like to be a part of?
Sometimes it's just like falling in love with someone in one eye, at first sight.
At first sight,
yes. It's just like you, when you finish reading a script, you're like, oh my God, I wanted to be the one. I want to be that character. I want to know her. I want to go through all the relationships with that man, or the relationships with my mom or someone else. Just like fall in love with one moment.
Yeah.
It's just like that. And you mentioned what kind of movie I want to act.
Yeah.
It's like the biographical, to try something like that, because it's like, you're acting someone else exist.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's the appeal of acting is you get to step into other people's lives and make them live.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fantastic. But now, talking about Forêt du Bessy, terrific film, but it's also a very difficult film, I guess, because it's not just first of all, there's very little talking in it.
Yeah.
And it's also very physical, because you find yourself in this forest. And we become immersed in this person's life, in the character that you play. that's really difficult. What was it challenging to be a part of this film?
First of all, yes, the physical part is quite difficult for me and my mom, because we have to walk like almost 2 hours to somewhere we shoot, somewhere the places we shoot.
Oh my God.
So you have
before you even start shooting, you have to walk for 2 hours.
Yeah. So I prepare it, and but after all, it's not quite difficult, because after shooting 3 days, my mom and the forest, I think the three of us, it's like one people, mm-hmm. one person.
The forest
like
is
a part.
The forest is a person. You're actively interacting with the forest.
Yes, forest, me and my mom. Mm. Three of us, it's just together.
Now, going back to the origins of this film, when did you decide to become a part of it? How did this journey begin for you?
Because my mom, the Lu Yijing, and me, and director, three of us, we worked a short film before at around 2008. And this is the first long feature film the director... This is the first director's long feature film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he decided to pick up me and my mom to do this film. So... And actually, this topic and this theme, it talks a lot of things. It talks about protecting the environment. It talks about forget, forgive. Mm-hmm. It talks about people and the forest, how to get together in a peaceful way. So I think it's quite rare in Taiwan, this kind of film.
Are these things that you are interested in your own private life? Do you, mm-hmm. for instance, the environmental cause, do you feel strongly about them?
Yes. I think through the movie, because I'm an actress, through the movie we can talk about the things you care about the society, about the world. And yes, this film can lead people to think. Mm. Yes.
So I'm aware of the time, and unfortunately we'll almost have to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about your future. Are you working on anything right now? What is in your future plans in terms of...
Yes, I have a comedy film. Oh. Will be released.
You need a comedy after a film like this. Yeah.
Will be released, I don't know, maybe 3 months after, or I don't know.
Yeah,
you'll be released. And I would like to work with French people or somewhere Asian filmmakers. I will like to work with different areas people.
Yeah, French filmmakers.
Yeah, maybe some one day. Yeah.
You like French cinema?
Yes, I like it.
You like François Truffaut?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. I saw your tattoo.
I won't put this in.
No, you can say that.
So you like French cinema. What do you like about it?
It's free.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah? Structurally, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
When I was a student, I saw the French film, and I thought, wow, film can be like that.
Mm-hmm.
The actress can run, can laugh in a film, and... And the director just catch it.
Sometimes you improvise the scenes, which is very nice.
It's an easy way to talk about French film.
That reminds me.
Way,
yeah, that reminds me of something. This is going to be my last question. Okay, I read in the program that your acting career started like you were happy, but then you ended up having this prolific filmography. But did you imagine that you were going to have this kind of, you know, this long career and this very satisfying, rewarding career?
Satisfied? I don't know.
Well, satisfying, yeah. Well, for us, the viewers.
Thank you. I cannot imagine that I have one day sitting here talking to you or this kind of successful life. But I'm keep working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to work, I don't know, film some more films.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. We'll be here watching them. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. My great honor.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.